It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have a couple of guests today, NDSU students who are part of the 98th Little International, who are also royalty princesses. I want to welcome aboard the show today, Lily Bina, and also Maddie Giesekeith. Thanks, ladies, for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Before we get into the show, let's just do a little brief bio on you guys, where you're from, and where you're at NDSU. Lily, why don't we start out with you?
So I guess I'm a senior at NDSU, and I've been involved in saddle and sirloin for my whole college career. I am currently studying crop and weed science. And
you grew up in Lincoln, North Dakota, right?
Yep, I did.
All right. Maddie, how about you? Tell us about you, where you grew up and all that.
So I grew up in Golden Valley, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis, actually. I'm currently studying crop and weed sciences and have a minor in horticulture.
Ladies, let's talk a little bit about the show. It comes up February 9th through the 10th, but let's talk, one of you can talk a little bit about the focus behind this show.
Yeah, so Little International Livestock Show is one of the largest student-sponsored events on NDSU's campus, and there's over 300 students that participate in some way in it. The show features showmanship classes of beef, dairy, sheep, goats, and swine, as well as we do a ham curing and a public speaking event. And the Little International also honors an Agriculturist of the Year, which this year is Larry Schnell. And this position commemorates an individual who has not only excelled, but also contributes substantially to the agriculture industry.
Can you talk a little bit about Larry Schnell and his family?
So Larry Schnell is from Dickinson, North Dakota. He's married to his wife, Judy. They have two kids. And I guess Larry has done a lot for the agricultural industry, especially the livestock industry. He was a partner and general manager of the Stockman's Livestock Exchange, which is the auction market in Dickinson. And he has served on many committees and boards through the country and the state.
Now, ladies, maybe you've been a part of 4-H when you were younger and FFA, and now you're part of the Saddle and Sirloin Club. All these organizations, they really explain to me and the audience how they help you kind of gain confidence.
Yes, definitely. I guess I personally grew up in 4-H, FFA, and now I'm in Saddle and Sirloin. I kind of accredit 4-H and FFA to my communication skills and, like, honestly, my success in my career so far. So, yeah, they're great organizations, and I highly recommend anybody to get involved.
Now let's talk about the events. People who want to get tickets for the event on February 9th and 10th, there is a way to do that, right?
Yep. So for the banquet is on the 9th. The tickets are $20, and I think they're posted on our Facebook page, which is NDSU Saddle and Sirloin. You can go there. And then the showmanship events, which will happen on Saturday. The morning show is free of charge, and the night show is $5 to get in.
Okay.
Now, and you just pay at the door for that.
Okay. And the events can be held at the Avalon Event Center on 25th Street South in Fargo. That's a beautiful place to have that held at.
Yes,
it's beautiful.
And then talk a little bit about the Livestock Show that will be held on campus at Shepherd Arena. What are we looking at there?
I believe that the first classes of the morning start at 8 a.m. For the morning show, which is free of charge. Our morning show is kind of just for people if they want to come and watch a little part of it. And then our evening show, which starts, I believe,
5:30.
Yes, 5:30 is more of an actual show. We've got, more stuff going on to make it more of a show, so you'd stay for more of it. And it's just, you'll watch all the different classes, and then at the end you'll have love overalls for each class and go into round robin after that.
Yeah.
Madeline Giesekeith and also Lily Bina, who are our Little I Royalty members here, speaking with us on today's Voice of the Valley. Again, if they need tickets, how can they go about that?
They can go onto our Facebook page, which is NDSU Saddle and Sirloin, and there will be a post there for the banquet. And then if you would like to come to either of the shows, it's just come in through the door at Shepherd Arena.
You guys have a good show, okay? And have a good year ahead, okay?
Thank you very much.
You.
There's our Voice of the Valley for today here on KOVC.